Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hi, I'm Harriet Thomas, and this is There's a Walk for That. A few years ago, I went looking for adventure. What I actually found was the end of years of back pain, a body that finally fit my clothes again, and something I never expected, a personal wellness sanctuary right outside my door. I'm not a doctor or a fitness expert, just someone who discovered a daily habit that revitalized my health, my emotions, and even my sense of purpose. From easing stress to shrinking your waistline, there really is a walk for that. Join me as I explore the power of walking with inspiring guests and offer tips to help you make walking a fun, transformative part of your day. Welcome back to There's a Walk for That. This is the show where we talk about all the theory and the science that shows how a simple daily walk can boost your physical and mental well-being. But all that theory doesn't mean a thing unless we take the action step by step. And you'll know if you were with me last week that we've kicked off the new year with the foundations of my free 7-day walking challenge. Last week, we looked at how to set yourself up for success, how planning beats motivation every time, and we took our first two walks together, the stress buster walk to calm your nervous system and the light bulb walk to boost creativity, focus, and mental clarity. So if you want to listen to that show, zip back to that after you've listened to this one, because this week we're building on that momentum with 4 brand new walks: the Wonder Walk, the Explorer Walk, the Connector Walk, and the Gratitude Walk. Each one of these walks is designed to unlock a different benefit of walking, from lifting your mood and sharpening your awareness to deepening connection, building resilience, and helping you feel more grounded and positive in everyday life. When you put all the 7 walks together, you don't just have a challenge, you have a complete flexible program that shows you how to use walking to revitalize both mind and body. And if you'd like the full experience, including online coaching, short videos, a guided workbook, and a printable step tracker, you can join the challenge at Feel Good Walk on Instagram, Facebook, or Substack. Just tap the link in my bio and walk along with me. Right then, let's get started. Hi, and welcome to day 4 of the 7-day walking challenge. And if you're still with me after days 1, 2, 3, and now you're here, then well done. It is so challenging to start a new daily habit. So give yourselves a victory dance. Whoop, 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 whoop. So far, we've looked at how you can reduce stress with a stress buster walk. And yesterday, we looked at how you can promote creative problem solving with the light bulb walk. And today's walk is my favorite because it's the Wonder Walk. Why is it my favorite? Because it answers perhaps the question that we ask ourselves most: how can I be happy? In 2022, there was a report published in the American Psychological Association's journal Emotions. Now, researchers looked at how they could use a wonder walk to augment the benefits we already know that walking has for our emotions and for our physical well-being. What they found was that participants who went on a wonder walk experienced more joy and more positivity during their walk. And then after their walk, in their normal life, they still experienced an upbeat feeling and a greater feeling of hopefulness. And this is something I've experienced in my own walking. I can remember a time when I was feeling so down about a family situation. I was walking by the canal and suddenly it started raining, and these tiny raindrops fell down into the canal and burst back up again in silver droplets. And the whole sight was so amazing, so wonderful, that it totally took me out of my depressed mindset. And suddenly I was filled with wonder, joy, and this immense feeling that just somehow everything was going to be just fine. So how do you take a wonder walk? Well, it's not about location. It's about a state of mind. It's about intentionality. We need to look for the small miracles that are all around us. And when you're looking, you can find those small miracles everywhere, whether you're on a city street or in a green location. So two things really help me if I'm on a wonder walk. Number one, I try not to walk too fast. In fact, I positively stroll. I really want to just walk gently and really put all my attention on looking around me and listening. I really find that the sound of birdsong really cuts through my state of mind and opens the door to the portal of wonder. The other thing that I find really helpful when I'm taking a wonder walk is to take photographs, not of the grand vistas and sunsets, but of the little things, like maybe a leaf that's fallen onto the pavement or the reflection in a puddle. It's amazing what you can see when you start looking. So are you ready to take a wonder walk? Here are the steps. Number one, you know what to do. Schedule your walk in your diary if you haven't already done that. Number two, have a look at the Day 4 workbook about the wonder walk to read a little bit more about that research and about how to take your walk. Number three, before you go out on your walk, don't forget to make a few notes in your journal just to reflect how you're feeling before you have your walk. Number four, when you come back from your walk, again, don't forget just to spend a couple of moments writing down what you saw on your walk. Were there any moments of wonder? From taking so many wonder walks, I know that there's always a place I can go to find peace and joy and happiness. And I hope you find that place too. So I'm about to go on my wonder walk and I'm just jotting down how I'm feeling. I've actually got a bit of a headache, so I'm just writing that down. I've got a headache. How else am I feeling? Just doing a quick body scan. I'm feeling okay, but I've been sitting at my desk for about nearly 3 hours. So I'm feeling a bit sluggish. I think that's what I'd say. I'm feeling a bit sluggish and my brain is kind of like the ideas are not flowing. It's a bit dull. It's a bit dull in my brain. So that is how I'm feeling, dull in my brain. And right, I'm going to go out for my walk now. It will be interesting to see how I feel when I get back. Oh, I love that moment when you first step out and feel the air on your face. So I'm not going to be going out for very long. I'm really lucky. I live in London, but I've got a kind of field at the end of my garden. It's snowed. You might be able to hear my boots on the snow. You see, there's the first bit of wonder. Just that sound. That lovely crunchy sound. And it feels really nice under my foot. I'm smiling already because it's so lovely. It's quiet out here as well. So I'm just getting to the end of my garden. Under the gate. I have to sort of creep out under some undergrowth to get to the field. Here we go. But there's lovely low winter lights just coming, shining through the branches, making lovely shadows everywhere. And again, that lovely sound, lovely crunchy sound of all the dead leaves.
It's so alive when you're outside. That's why I always think, you know, when you're sitting inside, it's kind of dead, you know. You come outside and instantly you feel alive and zingy. I don't know if you can hear the birds. Sparrows, I think. Oh, the sun's quite warm as well. The thing I always feel when I come out for a walk, if I've been at my desk, is how my back immediately starts to sort of lengthen out, gets really scrunched up when I'm at my desk. And it's already, I can just feel it lengthening out, which is great because this is why I don't get sciatica anymore, because I walk every day. And this is how it helps me. Oh, I think I'm going to go down here. So the path is all snowy. It's all white and lovely. Oh, sparrows everywhere. I quite like this mixture of sounds, like the siren in the background, the aeroplane in the sky. We know we're in a city, but then you've got the little sparrows and the breeze on my cheek and the leaves just rustling in this little breeze. It's fantastic. It's fantastic to know there's so much nature in our urban environments. There's a little pond I'm coming up to, and there's a log in front of it which is sort of covered in snow. It looks very Christmassy. Birds everywhere. There's, hang on, load of magpies. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 magpies. Sparrows everywhere, just going crazy. It's just a little pond, but it's great for the wildlife. But at the moment, it's totally frozen over, which is unusual for London. It's been frozen for about 4 days. So it's interesting to look at the ice, you know, how thick it gets. And the sort of logs and things just stuck in it. I like the sound of the children playing in the background as well. Right, let's keep walking. Just so much life out here, with the birds and dogs and children and, you know, it's just all happening out here in the meadow. I've just stopped to listen to the soundscape around me. It's really incredible. There's so many different sounds further away, closer up, and it creates this wonderful tapestry of sound which gives an impression of space. And there's just such a slight, slight breeze that you wouldn't even really notice, except, oh, there's a little blue tit up in the tree there. Yeah, except that the leaves of the brambles are just ever so slightly shimmering. And there's some dead seedlings hanging down from a sycamore tree, which again are just ever so slightly shimmering. It's just this beautiful life, you know, just simmering in the park. Yeah, lots of brambles here. Oh, a couple of robins just flew in front of me. It's quite wild, this park. It's not like a sort of formal park. It's like a wild space. So I'm so lucky to have it on my doorstep. In the middle of London, not that many people come here, so nature just gets on with it. You know what I mean? Nature just does her thing, and it's just full of life. And I love, the sky is absolutely pure blue, and I'm just going under some trees that are kind of arching over the path, so I can look up through this network of black twigs and branches into that blue, blue sky. And it's just, it's like an artwork, you know. It's just the detail of nature, you know. It blows your mind, doesn't it, when you go out? Just the sheer abundance of shape and colour and form and life in this little forgotten field in London. Every single walk has a different kind of flavour to it, depending on the weather and what time of day you go out and where you are. And today, I think what's really special about this tiny walk that I'm doing just around this field is this low winter sunlight. Everything is literally glowing, and the shadows are fantastic. So I'm just walking on a kind of grassy bit, and the sun is shining through the trees, so there's these sort of stripes of shadow on the grass. It looks wonderful. And the cold is lovely. Although my hand is actually getting cold holding my phone, which is what I'm recording into. It's just so fresh. You know, people think about, you know, winter in the UK, it's dull, it's grey, everything's sort of dead. Not at all. I don't get that feeling at all. Maybe it's just the day, but I mean, with the bird life, the birds are going crazy. You know, they're just flying around everywhere. And, you know, it's like a nature program. If you just stop and watch them, you know, you could be watching some incredible nature program on TV, but it's just in your local park. Just walking up to a rose bush here. So obviously no roses, no leaves. Wow. Just these stunning rose hips. They are literally pillar box red here in the sunlight. They're just stunning. And it started to, the rose has started to push out the new shoots. I don't know if that's what you call them for next year. And they are also red. So it's this sort of symphony of reds. It's really absolutely stunning. And again, just shimmering. Everything's shimmering in this slight breeze. How amazing. You know, what I really feel right now is full of joy and full of wonder at the sheer abundance. You know, I feel, as I think maybe I've said before, quite often when I go for a walk, and I'm stopping my walk now, that was a 10-minute walk maximum, I feel rich. You know, I really feel rich because nature is so generous in what she gives us. And so, yeah, just stepping away from my desk and taking myself around my local park is just a really nice way to spend 10 minutes, and fantastic for my well-being and for my physical fitness, because it's really walking on different textures is really, really good, not only for you physically but for your brain, because your brain's having to sort of decode all the feelings. So it's a much richer experience for your body. It's neurologically, when you're walking on different surfaces. So I've walked on a lot of different surfaces today, on the snow and on concrete and on just grass and a bit of mud. So, yeah, brain is having to decode all that. I'm coming up into my stairs. Say goodbye. Bye-bye, field. See you soon. Okay, so I'm back inside now. Just putting my slippers on, looking at what I wrote. Okay, before I went for my wonder walk, headache, I said I felt okay, but sluggish, dull in my brain. Well, I don't have a headache anymore. I can't notice any headache. So no headache. Headache's gone. I feel fresh, I guess is the word. I feel invigorated. I feel happy. I feel happy. I feel very grateful. I don't feel dull in my brain. I feel sparky. Something like that.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back. You're listening to me, Harriet Thomas, here on UK Health Radio with There's a Walk for That, the show that explores how a simple daily walk can transform both mind and body. We all know that knowing the theory doesn't make us do it. And that's why today's show is part two of my 7-day walking challenge. It's all about practical, real life ways to inspire you to lace up your shoes and step out of your front door. Now, my friends all know me as the walking one. And whenever I visit, they know I'll want to explore their town on foot. And what always amazes me is how often they'll say, "Oh, I never knew this was here." Or, "Do you know, I've never seen that bridge from this angle." And that's the magic of travelling on foot. You discover all these hidden paths and parks and everyday treasures that you completely miss when you're whizzing past in a car. And it's one of the reasons that I keep walking every day. It's always an adventure. You never quite know what you'll encounter. It might be children laughing on the swings, or the winter light slanting through the bare trees, the calling of seagulls overhead. There's just so much wonder out there, which is why our next walk is one of my favourites. Although, let's be honest, they pretty much are all my favourites. And this walk is the Explorer Walk. Hi, and welcome to day 5 of the 7-day walking challenge. I can't believe it. We've made it this far. So far, we've learned how we can reduce stress with a stress buster walk. We've learned how we can break through feeling stuck when we're at work with a light bulb walk. And we've learned how we can bring joy and wonder into everyday life with our wonder walk. And today's walk is another great one. It's the Explorer Walk. The Explorer Walk is all about ditching the car, the train, or the bus and taking your regular daily journeys on foot instead. So what are the benefits? Well, there are some practical benefits. Number one, it's cheaper than going by car or bus or train. It's better for the environment. Imagine if everybody walked instead of popping down to the shops in the car. Thirdly, it's a great way of fitting a daily walk into your regular schedule. But it's much more than that too, because when you travel by foot, you see things that you would never see if you were stuck in the car or on a train. Things that I see when I'm on my Explorer walks are things like cute cats sitting on fences, or someone's beautiful front garden, or a little book library tucked in a phone box. Or I love seeing local notice boards filled with all the community events that are happening. You really get to know a local area when you're travelling by foot. And you never know, you might even get to talk to someone too. So you get a bit of social interaction that can buoy up your day and also might bring them some joy. So how do you do an Explorer Walk? First of all, think about 2 or 3 regular journeys that you make by car or train or bus that you could do on foot instead. Then get out your Google Maps and see if you can plan a nice walking route. Remember, if you normally travel by car, then you probably don't want to walk down a busy main road. It just isn't any fun with all those cars whizzing by. So see if you can plan a route that takes you into some of the residential back streets and maybe even takes you through a green space like a park or even a cemetery. Yes, I did say a cemetery. I know several friends who live in London in very built-up areas, and for them, the cemetery is a really great place to go and get some nature. And of course, when you're using Google Maps, it will also tell you how long your walk is going to take, which is important if you're going to meet a friend or going to work. That's how you do an explorer walk. But don't stop at just one walk. Really keep looking at where you can replace a journey by car or train or bus with a walk. We know that it's not good for our human bodies and our human brains to be sitting down. So isn't it a great idea to swap out where you can any journeys that you take by car to a journey that you can take on foot? Not only is it better for your body and your mind, but it will really bring a sense of adventure to every day, and it's so much better for the planet too. Welcome back to There's a Walk for That with me, Harriet Thomas, here on UK Health Radio. If you're just joining us, we're in the middle of my 7-day walking challenge, packed with tips and ideas to help you make daily walking a joyful part of your healthy living routine for 2026 and beyond. Your body and mind will really thank you for it. Before the break, we were exploring the Explorer Walk, all about discovering the hidden treasures that exist right in your area. Now, I know some of us are not big fans of walking alone, so this next walk is just for you. The Connector Walk is perfect for inviting a friend or a neighbour, even taking the kids along. Walking together lifts your mood, strengthens relationships, sparks conversation, and makes the whole experience so much fun. Welcome to day 6 of the 7-day walking challenge, and I hope you're having as much fun with this as I am. So before I talk about today's walk, which is the Connector, I wanted to quickly show you my walk tracker. And by the way, you can get your own walk tracker when you get the free resources that go with this 7-day challenge. Just go to @feelgoodwalk on Instagram, Facebook or Substack. Find my link in bio and you'll find the Walk Yourself Wonderful free challenge with that step tracker. So each of these small circles on the tracker represents 1 mile or 2,000 steps. And what I've done is I've noted down every day how many miles I walked. So I walked 6 miles on the Stress Buster, 10 miles on the Connector, 3 miles on my Wonder Walk, and 4 miles on my Explorer Walk. So a couple of things I'd like to say about. Firstly, the most important thing is that I walked every day. And that's what this challenge is all about. It's about motivating you to walk every day. If we want to use walking to boost our health and boost our happiness, then daily walking is the foundation that we're going to build on. Now, if you haven't managed to walk every day during this challenge, it's okay. Just bear it in mind that that is what you're aiming for. And that's why the tracker is so useful, because then it's there in black and white. When you walked, and when you didn't. The second thing I want to say about the tracker is you may be thinking, wow, 10 miles, no way I can walk 10 miles. And again, that's absolutely fine. Remember, I've been walking every day since October 2022. So I have gradually built up my strength and my stamina so that now 10 miles is well within my comfort zone for walking. So your physical comfort zone may be 1 mile, and that's absolutely fine. If you walk 1 mile every single day, then I promise you, you will soon be building up your stamina so that soon 1.5 miles is going to be within your comfort zone. And why do I want you to stay within your comfort zone? Very simply, I don't want you to get injured. And even with walking, you can get injured if you're constantly pushing your body beyond its current limits. So stay within the limit that is comfortable for you and do it every day and you'll soon get stronger and fitter. Let's move on to the Connector Walk, and this is a simple and fun one. The Connector Walk simply means walking with a friend, a partner, a family member, a colleague. It means walking with another human being because there are so many benefits for walking with a friend. Number one, motivation. So if you're finding it hard to walk every day, then find a friend to walk with. You're very unlikely to let down your friend. Secondly, socializing is good for your health. There's lots of research that shows the strength of your core relationships is a prime indicator for your long-term health and happiness. Socializing is good for us in another way too. When we're interacting with other people, we're stimulating our brain and preserving our cognitive and memory functions. But you can make it more powerful. How about reaching out to your friendship networks, your hobby networks, your work networks, and seeing if there's someone who wants to join you in this challenge of walking every day? P.S. If you know someone with a dog, well, they have to walk every day. They're accountable to their pooch. So why not see if you can piggyback on their accountability? Phone them up and see if you can come with them on their daily dog walks. So how do you do the connector walk? This one is simple. Simply phone a friend, arrange a time and go for a walk. So have lots of fun with your connector walk and look out for tomorrow's training when I'm going to introduce the walking program based on the walks we've covered in this challenge that you can fine-tune to meet your happiness and fitness goals and fit in with your daily schedule.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to There's a Walk for That with me, Harriet Thomas, here on UK Health Radio. We're in the middle of my Walk Yourself Wonderful 7-day challenge, and now we're moving on to the final walk in the series, the Gratitude Walk. This is a very special walk where we focus on noticing all the little wonders around us and taking a moment to say thank you for them. It's about training our minds to appreciate the everyday miracles that bring happiness, peace, and a sense of well-being. Remember, you can follow along with the Walk Yourself Wonderful free resources that you can find at Feel Good Walk on Instagram, Facebook, or Substack. Just look for the link in bio and the Walk Yourself Wonderful link. Today, I have an extra special walk for you. It's the Gratitude Walk. For me, life is a really precious gift, and I try as much as possible to notice all the tiny miracles that it holds for me. Just before making this recording, I had a little nap, and as I was getting into bed, I said thank you to my lovely bed for giving me a beautiful place to have a nap. And why did I do that? Because it actually makes me feel happy and safe and peaceful. So why wouldn't I do it? And there's an increasing body of research that shows that people who experience high levels of gratitude have also lower levels of depression, they have lower blood pressure, they have better functioning hearts, and they tend to sleep better. So there's good physical and well-being reasons for developing an attitude of gratitude. And gratitude is something that you can develop. It's not about being lucky or going on a fancy holiday. It's about noticing and looking for the tiny miracles that are right there every single day. We can actually train our brain to experience more gratitude, but it takes daily, consistent practice. And that's why walking is such a great training ground for developing gratitude. If you go for a walk every day, and if every time you walk, you think of three things to be grateful, you'll be well on your way to developing a really healthy attitude of gratitude. So how do we do a gratitude walk? It's very like a wonder walk in that you're looking out for all those tiny, wonderful things that are happening in your walk. But every time you see a wonder, I want you to say thank you for it. Now, you can say thank you in your head, or if you're brave, you can say thank you out loud. So if I'm walking in the countryside and there's no one much around, then I will express my gratitude out loud. In fact, sometimes I'll actually shout it up to the sky. Thank you for this amazing day. Thank you for my boots. Thank you for the path. Whatever it is. And this might sound weird or woo-woo, but all I can say is when I do that, it makes me feel really good. Consider that we live in a society where the norm is moaning. The norm is to look at the negative. You turn on the radio and it's all bad news. We're not used to looking around us and finding the tiny miracles and then saying thank you for them. Developing an attitude of gratitude really creates so much happiness, peace, and a sense of well-being. And at the end of the day, isn't that what we're all looking for? And that brings us to the end of this two-part, seven-day walking challenge. I hope this series has inspired you to take out your diary and schedule a daily walk for the next week. It doesn't have to be a long walk. What's most important is doing it every single day. And don't forget all the resources, free challenge videos, workbook and step tracker are all available at Feel Good Walk on Instagram, Facebook and Substack. You can join the Walk Yourself Wonderful 7-Day Challenge via the link in bio and follow along at your own pace. And I really hope you give it a try. Next week on There's a Walk for That, we're in for a real treat. I'll be talking to Vanessa Potter, and her story is truly remarkable. Vanessa was an award-winning radio producer and journalist. On the morning of her daughter's 5th birthday, she woke up barely able to see or move. As her sight faded and her body became paralysed, the doctors had no idea of what was going on. So what did Vanessa do? She reached back into her memory of a retreat she had attended years earlier, and she used the skills of meditation and visualization to restore her neurological functioning. Today, Vanessa runs wellness programs for organizations, community-led park bathes, and retreats for women, all focused on harnessing the power of breath, meditation, and mindful walking in nature. If we're lucky, Vanessa may even share some practical tips for boosting our emotional and physical fitness. So tune in next week to There's a Walk for That. Until then, happy walking!